long snout, round eyes, and a smooth domed head, she saw a blunt mouth, a broad face, and blade-like horns sticking up at the sky. It was not a seal. It was a bull swimming in. The animal reached the shallows and began to wade. When he got onto dry sand, he stopped and shook himself. The heavy fold of skin under his neck was flung now this way, now that, like a heavy, wet piece of leather, and tiny water droplets flew out in every direction from his body. For a moment, these hung in the air and caught the light. They were like little silver beads, Europa thought, and then they vanished. The bull stopped shaking himself and ambled off. With each step, his hooves sank straight down, like a pestle into grains in a mortar. And in the sand behind, two lines of hoof-shaped holes appeared. His direction, Europa noticed, wasn't towards her, but slantwise along the beach. The bull stopped, lifted his head and gazed at Europa. His look seemed... what? Surprised. Yes, surprised, she decided. Then he pivoted slowly round until he was facing out to sea, bent his back legs, and sank down onto the sand. Europa heard the sea and, coming from the bull, low moans. His pelt looked beautifully smooth. She wanted to stroke him, as she might a horse or a ferret. She began to take small steps forward. Her tread was light. Unlike the bull, she left no marks on the sand. Closer, closer, closer she went, until she was right by the bull. She smelt his odour, like a cow's, but stronger, meatier. She saw how thick his legs were and how substantial his tail. It was like a ship's cable, and she imagined it would be hard to lift. She saw his chest rising and falling, and she heard the air going in and out. The bull lifted his huge head and looked at her, and, if she wasn't mistaken, no, she wasn't. He was looking at the chaplet of flowers on her head. She knelt down near his head, took off her chaplet, separated a few flowers and offered these on her palm. The bull sniffed her offering and opened his mouth, revealing his flat, square teeth and his red, wet tongue. She laid the flowers along his dark, thick bottom lip, stems inwards, blooms outwards, all the way round, from one side of the mouth to the other. When she finished, the bull closed his mouth gently, and she stretched the chaplet over his horns and worked it down to his forehead. She stroked the neck. The pelt was smooth and warm. The bull shrugged and put his face to her stroking hand, and from his two black, moist nostrils, warm air furled out and ran backward and forwards like water over her knuckles and around her fingers. Then, slowly, the bull moved his nostrils up the length of left forearm to her elbow, and then onto her shoulder, and then to the side of her neck, her chin, and finally her cheek. His breath smelt of warm grass. She felt calm and still. She could put her head down, she thought, and sleep. Well, why not? What a perfect thing to do. She put her right hand on the neck and her cheek on her palm, her own little pillow of bone and...